what's up?
Baby, let's go.
My name is Daniel Lawrence, aka Gen D, and I'd love to welcome you to my podcast. This is a Feel Good Neighborhood podcast, ladies and gentlemen, the Happy Broadcast Show. And this is the 10th episode of the series I started, and I call it the Vibeville series. We've had amazing episodes. I had the Road to Blow episode, and the recent episode was the one I called the Beer Beps and Football with Jay, and it was amazing. I saw the feedbacks I got from people, the comments and the ratings on Spotify. They were all amazing. But today, this is the 10th episode, and it's called Unveiling Yotis TV's multi-talented king. And in the house with me, ladies and gentlemen, I have Fonzie Tim. You said I should not add S to
no,
the...
No, please.
No. I should not add S Tim. To the Tims.
T-I-M.
So it's Fonzie Tim.
Get it.
Yeah, Fonzie Tim is a singer and a dancer. And recently he won, Mr. Yoruchi TV. And is it too late for me to say congratulations?
No, it's not. It's perfect timing. But but this timing comes with, like, you know, UYM as a stuff like that. Zero C. I'm calling account number. Should we jot in?
Now, I'm supposed to call the account number.
No, you are congratulating me. So, you did so well. Oh, thank you. Hold this one. Hey. Do better.
Okay.
Now what you should be doing?
Why are you running? You owe me money. You have to give me back my money.
So on the Vibeville today, I'll be having an amazing conversation with Fonzie Tim. I'll be talking about everything from his passion to his playlist. And just so you know, the playlist for this particular episode is tailor-made by Fonzie.
Yep, the weirdest songs ever.
And we have songs from Beyonce, we have Kim Burrell, and also Tems. Yep. Like a mixture of gospel, contemporary, and secular. And it's amazing. Okay, so first of all, before we kickstart the show properly, we want to know, because I know your name is Inim Fon, but the Fonzie Tim, how did this come about?
Okay, so I can't really recall what actually led to me naming myself Fonzie, but I think that was in my SS1. So from Inim Fon, I just cut out the fun, and then I added Z for no reason. And then from then till now, it just made sense. So I stuck to the name. That's how Fonzie came about.
So ladies and gentlemen, that's how the name came about, and he had to stick to the name. I go by the name Jin D, the Vibe God, and how be your host on today's episode. And now, how it works on the intro, tell us things you've discovered lately.
Okay, so I've discovered lately that people think that I have money, one, when deep down, I really don't have money.
It's shocking! It's shocking!
So I need money, yes. And then two, I discovered that Crocs goes with literally anything. From your suit to your agbada to your joggers to your shirt.
This man!
Crocs just blends with everything. It's like standard fashion.
But you know, someone started the sneakers and the traditional wear thing.
I saw that stuff, sneakers and chad wear. But it depends on the material, on the Ankara material. Because I've worn sneakers and an Ankara, and it came out well. It was lit.
Even sneakers and suits.
But then I've seen sneakers and nets, and I'm like...
So you mean you want to start the Crocs and the suit thingy?
Not like start. I've seen it. Uh-huh. Like online. So...
Yeah.
Yes, I want to try it out, but then I have to buy like really classic Crocs. It's not Plaza Crocs that you use with, you know.
Yeah.
You have to get really classic Crocs, you know. And then the suit, mom, you know, just package. So
you just wear that to church and everybody looking at you like, okay.
I love when people look at me.
Gen Z.
Like for my dressing, love it. That it motivates me to do more.
Okay, yeah. And also, let's talk about your playlist. You have songs from Beyonce, and you have songs from Kim Burrell, and also the last Lady Terms. And let's talk about them bit by bit, starting from Beyonce. She dropped an album, and that was a Renaissance album, and didn't really stick on people, didn't really grow on people.
Well, for me, I feel it didn't really stick, because we know Beyonce, we know her from way back. Her songs of those days compared to her songs of these days, there's a little difference, because I feel, should I say, she's getting older and probably. But from what I know of her older songs, I feel that she did a little bit below expectations in this album. That's just my feel about it.
Because at first listen, when the album dropped, at first listen, I went on Spotify, I had to go stream the album. The first song didn't really stick. Beyonce's fans, they're really hyping the album. But
yeah,
didn't really
we
stick.
Expected a whole lot than what we got. But though it was actually a beautiful album, the way, lovely songs in there too.
And also Kim Burrell.
Yes.
She's an American preacher.
Yes, preacher.
And we have a song in your playlist. Now, let's talk about her. What really made you say, okay, this lady, she was one of my fave. I love her music.
She's a very, very, she's kind of like a crazy person. Let me put it that way. She says things as they are and doesn't mind who she's attacking. She attacks stuff straight on. And that's one thing I like about her. She has a very upright personality. And her music, oh, she's a creative composer and singer. You really have to hear her sing. Oh my God, she's really crazy. So she inspires me with her music.
And also the lady terms. Recently, she got a nomination at the Oscars for the song she wrote for Rihanna. And that was a Lift Me Up song, the Black Panthers album. And she didn't win, but she has a Grammy to her name. Now, Future featured her alongside Drake on a song, and that particular song got a nomination at the Grammys and also went ahead to win. Now, she is a Grammy Award winner, but recently she has not dropped any song for Nigerians. We've been seeing her attending
Tems
events.
Being Tems, oh girl, she's cooking. Yeah. I know Tems. Tems is cooking. But then there's this news that we're hearing that she's pregnant. I don't know if that's...
She's what? She's pregnant.
If you like hearing it, but then gossip. So I love gossip, guys.
Recently, we saw her with Jay-Z. We saw her with the likes of DJ Khaled.
She's meeting really great people. And that's something I like about her.
And a lot of Nigerians are like afraid. You know this conspiracy theory that like, if you link up and sell your soul.
Yeah. Well, it's Nigeria, so there's always what to talk about. Yeah. But then let's just hope that she's linking up for good, because I think I've watched Tems and she seems like the responsible kind. So I really feel that she knows what she's doing.
Doing?
Yes.
And she's more of a songwriter too.
Yes.
She also worked on Stormzy's album. Yeah. She wrote a song for Stormzy.
And she's so talented. And she knows that she has her skills. So she doesn't really, I say, need those people. She has her skills in singing, in writing her songs and producing her songs.
You know, when she came out during the lockdown, one of the artists that really amazed during the lockdown was Tems.
Yeah.
I saw a video she did for Cool FM, because Cool FM were interviewing artists. I think they had one with Fireboy and also with Tems. And the video, she was singing a song that stuck. That was Try Me. And she did so, so well. It was great when she came out to say that she produced her songs.
By herself. Do you get like...
herself.
She just stays, writes her songs, arranges, and it's so hard to arrange music. I'm a singer.
Yeah.
So I know what it takes to arrange a song and then to produce it.
Even our first EP for Broken Years really was perfect. Amazing. We have amazing songs that you would not
Y'all
want
gonna
to
hear
meet.
Stuff.
And now let's talk about Fonzie Tim, the man that won Mr. Yorty TV.
Okay, let's talk.
And sitting here in the studio with me. Now let's talk about it. How was the journey from you going from being that guy that contested to becoming the winner of Mr. Yorty TV? How did it happen? And how was the journey?
Let's start from me being that guy that just saw it online and then skipped it. Because yes, I skipped it because all odds were against me. From school to not having a phone, not having money. So I just saw it and I'm like, it looks fun. And I scrolled. So I think a few days later, I woke up one morning and I saw over 100 tags of my name on the posts from people that I don't know from anywhere.
Yeah.
So people tagged me on the post saying I should try this out. So I just decided, let me see, since it's free registration, so it's a win-win. So, but then I first prayed. I say this every time. I prayed to my Lord Jesus to direct me. So he did. And anything he says I should do, he gives me victory. So I went in, I set up a team, and those people took it on their head. Literally, they took everything from me, from my costumes, posting
targets,
the pictures. I didn't have a phone to do nothing, so they were literally doing everything for me. So it was really an amazing experience. And then having to travel to contest when I had exam.
Yeah.
So it was taxing, exciting. But then I had like the best time trying to contest.
And now your team had the likes of Esther Edwok.
Yeah.
Is that the way you pronounce the name?
Esther. No, it's not Edwok. It's Odokwo.
Odokwo.
Yes.
Esther Odokwo. And also Edwik Moses.
Edwik Moses.
And the other
we
guys.
Had Savior. We had God's Favor. We had Victor Abashi.
And according to you, these guys are A-list creatives.
Like, they are really crazy. From Victor Abashi, he's the craziest photographer I have seen in my life. Then to Esther, she can speak. When she speaks, know that. And she sews really amazing clothes. Then Savior, he's my stylist. He's really, really amazing. Then to Edwick, the best copywriter yet. Y'all just need to see this boy, right?
Yeah.
Then God's Favor, he's a photographer. He does really amazing stuff online. Check him out.
Amazing stuff. And now let's talk about things you're passionate about. You're a dancer.
I won't call myself a dancer. I know how to dance.
Yeah.
I don't call myself a dancer.
But you were a singer and a model.
Yes.
And now you made a post on Facebook recently that these two things would pay your bill.
Yeah, they most definitely will. Because first of all, the scripture says that a man's gifts make it way for
him.
So I really believe in that scripture so well. But then it's beyond the believing. I've also put in the work. I'm putting in the work from my music career. I'm learning stuff.
Yeah,
I learn stuff every day. I score new songs and I get to meet plenty of people in the industry.
Yeah.
So at least gain my foundation for myself.
Yeah.
Because I don't really, I say, have a sure sponsor for my careers yet.
Yeah.
So I just have to take this time to work on my music and my modeling career. So hopefully, as Christ liveth,
you know, for everything we are interested in,
yeah,
you saw someone do it,
mm-hmm,
and you're like, okay, I want to be like this person. For me, around 2015, I saw Trevor Noah on The Daily Show,
yeah,
doing his thing, talking, having conversations, and I was like, I want to be like Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do these things he does. I want to be on the stage talking to people, interacting with the audience, and I had to start a podcast. For singing and for modeling, you saw someone do it. The first inspiration behind these things you're doing now,
okay,
who are the people behind it?
I think my music career or my appreciation for music started, okay, I think around 2018, I moved to my new neighborhood that's around Honra Road. So a friend of mine, she was in my church. Her name is Melody. Ah, the girl can sing. She's the first person that introduced me to her playlist. Then from her playlist, like, I really got moved by those singers then.
Yeah.
So from that, I found out that I too can sing. So why not further in this music thing? So I began scoring songs. So she's my first motivation in my music career.
Yeah.
Then for my modeling career, I don't really think I have anyone that I really saw that shook me. I think it was just from my friends. Oh, he takes good pictures. He wears nice clothes.
Yeah.
So I said,
Just try it.
Yeah. So that just kind of pushed me to.
Now let's have this conversation now.
Yeah.
You are someone that admits your faith. Like, I love Jesus.
Yep.
And now the industry you want to delve into, the fashion industry, the music industry.
It's a very complicated
one. Okay, for example, let's talk about Maverick City. They have Grammys to their names. And, you know, they've had backlashes from people.
Yeah.
Because some of these guys here are like, I know Jesus, but this is life I'm used to. I still do it. You understand? And they still do this kind of lifestyle. So you want to go into this industry. You know that at some point, you'll be stuck in a place where you'll be like, in the media recently, on TV. Multi-choice, for example,
okay, they
don't allow people to say God and Lord anymore.
Yeesh.
Censorship is coming.
Okay.
So let's say, for example, you have a deal worth $5 million, Fonzie, and you're told to denounce Jesus as your Lord and personal savior just to sign this deal. Would you do it?
Okay. No, I won't do it. And that sounds very cliche. Like everyone would say, no, I won't do it.
Yeah.
But first of all, I know myself because I don't think I'm a person that really gets moved by money. So I don't think I'll do it. God helping me. But on a personal, what's that? No, please.
So we just finished the first phase of the conversation with Fonzie team.
Yep.
And is Mr. Yorchi TV. And yeah, he's here right here on The Viveville. And this is the 10th episode of The Viveville. And I called it Unveiling the King of Yorchi TV. Is a multi-talented king, just so you know.
I try.
Yeah. That's all we all say. We all try. So we're going to go on the first music break. And for the first music break, I'm going to pick a song from Fonzie's playlist. And that had to be the song from the Queen, Beyoncé.
Queen Bey. I love you so much.
And it's Dangerously in Love.
Yes.
By Beyoncé. When we come back, we're going to go straight into the dipshit segment.
Okay.
We're going to pick a number from 1 to 50. And we're going to have a conversation. You understand? And we're going to do the dipshit and the this or that all together. And I hope you don't go anywhere. This is still the Happy Broadcast Show. And I go by the name Jindy, the Vibe God. Please don't leave us.
Bye,
stay
guys.
Here with us. No,
for now.
You're not.
Okay,
you're
for,
not
now.
For now.
Funny people.
Moments were incomplete if you weren't by my side. So much.
Dangerously in Love by Queen B, and that's Beyonce and the song Dangerously in Love. And it's an amazing, amazing song. I loved it. You know, I loved it. And
perfect song.
That's the first song from your playlist. We still have two more songs left on the playlist. You're welcome back to the show. In case you're tuning in, I won't sound like as if I'm on radio, right? I won't sound like I'm on radio, because I would say in case you're tuning in on radio and just listening. But in case someone brought his or her phone listening to this podcast, they're like, let me just join in and listen. Yeah, this is the Happy Broadcast Show, and you're hearing the voice of Jindy the Vibe Guard, and I'm hanging out with Fonzitian on the Vibe View, the 10th episode of the show. We're going straight to the next segment, and this segment is called The Deep Shift.
Ooh,
and brother,
spooky.
Brother, you're going to pick a number.
S word.
You're going to pick a number from 1 to 50. Pick a number from 1 to 50. Just pick any number. And you're picking 5 numbers.
Okay, so I'm 21, so number 21.
21. I've ruined it. You're not supposed to be seeing this.
I'm not.
But there's no big deal.
Seeing it, am I?
So number 21.
Okay.
Who has been inspiring you lately?
There are 4 people. I could say 4 people, right?
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
First, myself.
Yeah.
Then my mother. Then Edric Moses. And Joseph Peters is my vocal coach. Yes, those 4 people. They are my source of inspiration. Aww.
They inspire you, they push you to do things.
They push me. Yeah? Oh God, it pushes me.
The most important thing in everyone's life is having a friend that pushes you.
That pushes you to go beyond, because that's almost, we really need it to explore ourselves. We need it.
Yeah. Now pick the next number.
Okay, number 5.
First of all, I would ask, are you dating anyone? Are you in any relationship, like, has to do with dating?
Is that the number 5 question?
No, I just want to ask. It's just like we do the intros before the main thing.
Oh my God. Okay, so I'm currently single.
Okay. Yes. And single and searching, or just single and just
single? I'm single and entangled. So stay away.
And now the question is, what is your definition of cheating?
My definition of cheating would be dishonesty. Dishonesty on the slightest things, not just sex outside the relationship. Yeah. Dishonesty on where you went to. For instance, I'm dating you and I saw your picture somewhere and I asked you, where did you go to? And you're saying, you went somewhere else. That's cheating to me. And then also dishonesty in money affairs. Yeah, just little things constitute cheating to me.
The next number.
25.
25.
Yeah.
What is one thing you wish someone would do for you? What is one thing you wish? For example, if I should, give you an open check, like do anything. You want me to do anything for you. What would you want me to do for you? Like anyone.
Okay.
Not just me.
Okay. I would say my music career sponsorship, but I don't think I'm ready for that yet. But I think what I'm ready for now is my fashion modeling career. So I'm currently in need of someone to either pay for me to learn sewing. I really want to learn sewing.
Yeah.
Or send me to a fashion school or something, but just something fashion inclined or more clothes. Yes.
Amazing. Pick the 4th number.
23.
What has gotten you excited these days?
I think that would be my Facebook reactions. As little as it may sound, it blows my mind how there are strangers out there just waiting for my post to drop, and then comments, and I see really lovely comments that keep me going. So those things excite me.
Recently, I dropped my first ever radio demo.
This art, I don't need to brag about it.
What? Yeah, for someone studying communication art, I dropped my first demo. And not just someone studying communication art, because you can be studying the course and you have interest for different things. For example, someone that wants to do films, someone that wants to do journalism, but for me, it's broadcasting. So when I dropped the demo, I just dropped it with like a leap of faith. Let me post it on Facebook.
Let's try something out.
When I posted it, the comments I saw from people,
I know, right?
Actually, made me happy.
It really helps. And I see people who say that Facebook is not giving. I'm like, people are missing out on a whole lot, because there's so much emotional support out there, and there's also so much toxicity. But then focus more on building the good circle of people around you, and that will help you so much in everything.
Now the last number. Pick the last number.
Number nine. Yeah.
What is one thing or activity that makes you feel alive? One thing you do and it makes you stay in your element.
Singing keeps me floating. It keeps me working. Singing. It just helps me to live.
Yeah?
Yes, I love singing. Hold on.
That's it for the deep shit segment. And let's go to the this or that segment.
Okay.
And for the first question, I'm going to ask you, Netflix or YouTube?
Okay, I'm not really known how to navigate Netflix yet. I don't have that app. So I'll say YouTube. I spend most of my nights watching YouTube videos. So,
you know, someone said that because at some point I had this difficulty seeing a very long movie, even though it's 1 hour. But I could sit and just scroll through my YouTube home feed. grade seeing short videos. And the person told me, Daniel, you have issues with your attention span. You have short attention span.
Okay, that's extreme.
So he said, you need to start training yourself. And how do I do that? He said, just start seeing series. Instead of seeing the movie, just see series and stay in it. And when I started, I'm still learning. Now, let's say on a scale of 10, the success is like 40%. So you have a whooping 60%. Nice. Now, phone calls or text.
Please text me. I don't like talking so much on phone. It's mentally exhausting.
Yeah?
Just text me. I'll reply you with a voice note or something.
You know, when someone calls, the first thing that comes to my mind is...
It's like, I'm trying to live my life here.
What do you want from me?
What do you want from me? Do that.
DJ or live band?
Live band anytime. I love it. It's just beautiful.
Yeah?
Live band, yeah.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram. Jesus, which is this TikTok or Instagram? I'm so sorry, my people out there. But then IG is like the it.
The life of the party.
Do you get...
Laptop or tablet?
Tablets. It's more mobile.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. It's more and then it's tush, you know, it can just hold like tablets, just walk around, you know.
Mac or Windows?
Mac or Windows.
Yeah.
What's the Mac? I'm like serious.
Amazon or eBay?
I don't really know any of them that well, but I think I'll go for Amazon for downloading books and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's Amazon KDPs too.
I've used Amazon, so I think that could work.
Venmo or PayPal?
None. I don't know any of those things. So I'm a very, very theoretical when it comes to things like this.
Spotify or Apple Music? But first, before you choose.
Okay.
You know, recently someone told me that God would not allow you to use Boomplay or there's this other one, Audio Mac.
Oh God.
That God would not allow you to use Boomplay or Audio Mac unless he's angry with you or he's mad at you.
Why? But those two platforms are actually doing well, I think.
So I'm like, okay, let me stick to my Spotify and Apple Music. So between Spotify or Apple Music, which of them would you go for?
Spotify. Spotify is cool.
You know, for aesthetics, I'll pick Spotify. But for sound quality, I'll go for Apple Music.
Spotify, I think Spotify is more free than Apple Music. There's so much, it has to be Apple. There's so much pride. Those guys have pride too much.
So audiobook or podcast? And let me give you this. You know you're on a podcast. If you choose otherwise.
Rich watch and cup of tea.
Boy, please, audiobooks. I'm so sorry.
Let's go on a second music break. We have to catch our breath, okay? When we come back, we're going to do the Ask the Host. And this way we turn the thermals and it becomes, that's what I say, the guest host. And we get to have fun right here. I hope you're having an amazing time listening to Fonzie T and GND The Vibe Guard on this particular series. I call it The Vibe View. And this is the 10th episode. And I hope you're having fun already. And now the second song.
Kim Burrell, So In Love.
Now, I think you have something with love. You're a lover.
So In Love.
You're a lover.
I love love. Love is beautiful.
This is Kim Burrell with the song So In Love playing right here on the Happy Broadcast Show. Please don't go anywhere.
Till I became to be. Then one day you looked inside that dreadful cup and still saw me and decided to die just to set me free. I'm in love with you, so in love with you. I'm in love with you, so in love with you. I'm in love with you, so in love with you. Every day I'm falling.
Be the lady Kim Burrell with a song So In Love, and that's the second song of Fonzie Team. Is that actually not S?
Don't add S. Shockingly, how that song sounds like a secular song, right, guys? It sounds like but it's totally gospel.
Yeah,
it sounds secular, but then it's gospel. And that's why I love Kim Burrell. Like, she's so versatile. She's just a very wonderful singer.
And I love that particular song. That's the second song of your playlist.
Yeah.
And now this is a segment we call the Ask the Host.
please.
So now Fonzie will become the guest host.
I'm the host.
Okay, the host. Bruh. Okay, let me know how the guest. You're going to ask me 30 questions as the spirit leads.
So let's see. How do we do this? Welcome to my YouTube channel, guys. Subscribe, like.
This man!
Okay, so, Jindy, Mr. Yeah? Daniel, sir. The first question on my...
Seriously, I don't know. These days, when people call me Daniel, I'm like, are you going to write a check for me? Just stick with the Jindy.
Right?
Yes, stick with the Jindy.
So, the first question on my mind right now is, what else would you do if you didn't have radio? If you didn't have the passion for radio, what other passion do you have?
Okay, let's start with this. Someone told me recently, if radio is all I have, then I'll, at the end of the day, I might end up having nothing.
Jesus.
Eesh, that's not fair.
Yeah, and I felt bad. It was anonymous messages.
Oh.
True anonymous, because I know the person would not want to come face to face and say it.
Talk to me.
How
to address this? I hate anonymous. If you want to drag someone, drag them to their face. Who are you scared of? Girl, please.
So the person said, if radio is all you have, then you might end up having nothing. I have passion for a whole lot of things, right? So recently, I found out that I would do well in the legal field. I will make a very good lawyer.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, I have a lot of...
You sound great.
This is I don't need to brag about it.
Your brain sounds sharp.
Yeah. So I know I will make a good lawyer. My sister studies law in Unicom. Oh. So she talks to me about it. I'm like, you went to study mass communication because you had a lot of... people used to tell you, if you don't study this... I had an uncle that told me, if you don't end up studying this course, posterity will be angry with you.
What the hell?
It sounded like a curse.
That's a threat.
Like
that's
a threat and a curse. And I'm like... So I knew I would be a good lawyer if I didn't do mass communication, if I didn't study, if I didn't do radio, true. Right? Yeah, so I would probably be stuck studying law and wearing black and white.
Oh my God, very cringe. Like
wearing black and white.
What do you wear with a black?
Monochrome life.
And it all look like I reserve.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, that's not Wednesday. Do you get? I know like it's ever like stylish white and black, plain white and black.
Seriously, you know, recently they started dragging lawyers and like in Nigeria, you're supposed to be, the cutoff point should be 89 because...
No.
It's not lying, but there's no big deal. We understand.
Okay, so the second question on my mind is, are you single?
Yeah, this question comes all the time. And when it comes, I'm like...
I have to know because you know that.
I'm not single.
So he's taken, guys. Back home. Your vehicle. So he's taken.
I'm in a relationship, and I'm not...
Like, are you taken or taken for granted?
You taking Jindy for granted? You know, you're with a star, an upcoming star.
Who am I, sir?
So you don't take a star for granted.
You get,
you know, there's a time I told my girlfriend, you see, you're with...
He's like rubbing it in my face.
I told her, you see, you're with a star. Hmm? Yeah, like, you just won yourself a lottery.
This I don't need to brag about it.
She was like...
Boy.
She was like, hey.
Like, you're just so confident. You're just oozing. So
I know that, you know, you're with... You won yourself a lottery. She was like, hey, I should be going around telling people that, she won a lottery now. Because she's with someone. So the thing is, I'm in a relationship and,
And then, what advice would you have to someone that is multi-talented? Because I've had this conversation with many people about being multi-talented and then confused.
Okay.
So what advice would you have to someone out there that has so many skills but doesn't know what to delve into?
I'm studying communication art. Mm-hmm. And I know I have passion for radio. But aside from radio, there's other things there that I also like voiceovers, podcasting, spoken word poetry, being an MC, being on stage, hosting events. Yeah. Not just that. I discovered a new one that I have a good ear for sound. I would make a good A&R executive. What's an A&R? An A&R is what we call artist and repertoire.
Yeah.
For example, you're a musician and you want to drop an album. Now, as an A&R executive, my job is to make sure that I give you songwriters and producers that would work on your album. I would be the one to choose this songwriters and producers that would work on your album. And also the sequencing of that particular album would be my duty.
Wow.
You understand? And I will oversee the recording session as an A&R. I came to understand that I love all these things and I'm also good at what I do. So these things might seem as if it's all in one, but they're different things. So I'm torn between trying to choose, trying to be stable, trying to make sure that my attention span is set on one, but sometimes fully doesn't work. So someone that is multi-talented and doesn't know what they really want at some point, I would say you'd live in the one that is best for you.
Okay.
Live in it. For example, radio. I didn't know everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said that I came to Union FM to learn. I learned things I wanted to know. And I still lived in it because I want to grow in it. So I would say you'd live in it. Stay there. Now build, carve a niche for yourself and build a fort. yeah, build a fort for yourself. When someone meets you, be like, okay, first of all, this is the first thing that stands out. This is a face of everything you're doing. It stands out. And if I'm picking this, I know other ones that comes in is like additional benefit. You call it add-ons.
Yeah.
Add-ons. You know, you're not too good at those things, but you know that if anyone needs professional advice in those areas, they'll likely come to you because you know how to do it. And now some people do things at times. I know you're not too good at this thing. But now here's the thing. There's this thing they used to say, fake it till you make it. See, there's a way you do it in a very professional way. You might not know everything in this field, but you go with the knowledge, the only knowledge you have, and you cover it. Now, you know you're vulnerable to some point. Okay, there's some things you don't know, but you don't show it.
Exactly.
Don't show it, because when you show it, when people are like, probably not good enough.
It's not good. Yeah, I get
it. You understand? So you don't show it. You stay in it. You live with it till you're good enough. I remember when Trevor Noah started, because Trevor Noah is like my role model. He's one person that inspires me all the time. I remember when he started Daily Show, a lot of people, because there's this other host that was there, John Stewart. When John Stewart left, they brought in Trevor. Now, this is a boy from South Africa, and he's half Swedish. The dad is from Switzerland, but the mom is South African. But you know, if you ask Trevor why he's from, he tell he's South African. So they brought in this boy from South Africa to be the host of a very big show on Comedy Central, The Daily Show. And when he went in there, a lot of people criticized him.
Because he's South African?
Not South African, because they felt like he might not be like John Stewart.
Oh, okay.
But now Trevor single-handedly took the show from where it is. Like, you know, he's a comedian.
Yeah.
But he loved talking, loved hosting things. He's a multi-talented person. So now, how would a comedian host? But this is actually a comic show, right? So Trevor came in, did amazingly well, and when he left, people cried. So if you're someone that's multi-talented, like Jindy, like Fonzie Tim, I would advise you live in the one that is best for you and grow there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all the questions.
Why did you cut your hair? Yes. I don't like when I cut my hair.
About my hair, as a boy, people said, okay, that was Jindy.
You get
when you cut your hair, you are Daniel. I think the first day I cut mine, I came to school, like, oh, this is actually Daniel Lawrence.
You guys,
that was Jindy.
Like, you look
so
different.
I had to cut it because of the lecturers.
Oh,
they were on my neck. They were on my neck.
Nigerian schools.
Right. I think that's why I manifest living in the UK at times.
You're just in my mind. But you know, I literally manifest it every day.
It's not vivid imagination, Sha. We are walking towards it.
We're walking towards it. Thank you. It's not vivid. It's not vivid. We're walking towards it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this episode is supposed to be like 1 hour, but you know, you are with, he's a celebrity.
Boy, please, I'm a student.
Okay, it was good to have you on the show.
It was a great time. I enjoyed myself. I learned a whole lot.
Yeah. So it's good to have you on the show. We do this again next time.
Yes.
So we end the show with a song, and it's from Terms. And the name of the song is Try Me. Try Me. Try for Fonzie Teams. Give him 3 years.
You get it. Don't give him 3 years. We small 1 million.
Yes. Before you know, you go see and they post pictures with how they call it, welcome to your new dispensation. Any day you see Fonzie post that meme on the status, no say Fonzie Team don't jack. I think that's a starter pack for anyone that's jack back from actually. Nigeria. So once he posts welcome to a new dispensation, just know that yes,
Otilo
Jackpot. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna end the show with a song from Terms, and the name of the song is Try Me. Okay, just try Jindy, man. Just give me 10 million and 2 years. Try me and see. So that's where we close the curtains. Yeah, and have a great time.
Staying in lane, you don't know my name. You try me, how to destroy me, destroy me. Try to challenge me, challenge me. You try to distract me. If I was a ganja, the ganja, you bring the lighter, the lighter. Roll me if it's light.